But Jack Chick says, nuh-uh, it's just that bad. I don't think you'll get to hang out with your heavy metal friends. You'll never see them, okay? It'll be specially arranged. So you'll only be stuck there roasting and spitzing and sparking with people you don't like.
That's the wannabe a member.
Wannabe a member, wannabe a member. No. Yeah, that's a good one. We should show that one on the Ask Dr. Hal show. We're showing, the show isn't canceled, we're showing Minnie the Moocher this time. It was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Poor Bimbo.
Wanna be a member. Wanna be a member. Wanna be a member.
That's so early. In that one, Betty Boop is partially canine. She was originally designed as a dog character. Later, her long ears became earrings under her human ears. But
yeah, she had dog ears.
But that early Betty is... it makes more... sense if she's going to be hanging out and having sex with Bimbo, who's a kind of dog character. You don't want to have an unnatural assignation. But after that, they said, oh, the hell with it. Nobody cares.
Kiss me, love me, dear, for all that you're worth. Make me feel it's heaven, though I'm right here on earth. Even though there may not be a moon up above. Hug, 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 kiss, 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 love, love, love. All my dreams are wrapped around a simple design.
Pretty good, but I don't think
hug
it's Helen Kane.
Kiss me, love me, and the whole world is mine.
We don't think it's Helen Kane.
Is it Ray Questel?
Maybe it could be May Questel, but I've got some footage of her hanging around with Harry Warren and Al Dubin sitting around the piano, and they're singing and jiving.
Kiss me, love me, dear, for all that you're worth. Make me feel it's heaven, though I'm right here on earth.
Did you ever see the Disney one called The Goddess of Spring?
Yeah.
No, it's got interesting devils in it. So. Yeah.
All my dreams are wrapped around a simple design.
It's about...
I got the Silly Symphony soundtrack, but it's on vinyl.
Oh, the vinyl solution. I was going to go on to the grocery store after I left the Davey Normal event, and I, of course, Van Ness is so messed up with the endless construction. When is that going to stop? The Van Ness bus had to take a detour just to get onto Van Ness, and it's not clear where the bus stops were. The bus passed me, but then I saw it was stopped ahead, and I ran to get on it, and I thought, I'll get off at 16th. I'll take the 22 Fillmore to Safeway. I'll buy the stuff I need. And so I did. I got off at 16th. I walked to the kiosk, and I was waiting for the 22, and I looked at the time, and it said, The 22 Fillmore will be here in 58 minutes. What? And then the next sign said, buses run 30 minutes apart. Well, if it's 30 minutes apart, then how come it says 58 minutes? And then it said, the bus will come in 57 minutes. Oh, my God. So I aborted the mission, and I was walking here when I happened to come by the Radio Valencia studio, walking back to get my ink and pens and paper.
So you came from the party, or you were going?
I came from it. I was going back home because I had to cancel the idea that I could go to Safeway and buy this stuff. I just can't. You know, besides, I'd wait 58 minutes. I'd get on it. I'd go to Safeway. Then I'd come out with my heavy bag of groceries. And then what? Next bus in 6 hours or something like that. I mean, it's undependable. Even if I had to wait an hour, I wouldn't care for that. And you can't take a cab anymore. You have to have a cell phone and call a cab. You can't flag one down.
Really?
You'd be stuck there.
They don't, even with their lights on, they don't.
Yeah, apparently, that's what I hear. You can't, and leave, you could, if you were very lucky and you happened to wave at one who just happened not to be on a call or carrying a fare, you might be able to pay $20 to go home or something, but aside from that, no, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Well, one of these days, I'll get to the grocery store and buy a bag of apples and the other things that I want. Meanwhile, according to Dr. Stephen Gundry, I found out that all the food in the grocery store is compromised and will not provide nutrition. Because ever since 1960, intensive farming has been practiced, which is where every inch of ground is turned into a huge factory farm to grow produce. But unlike the old farm, the dead plants are not plowed under. So, you know, those go somewhere else. So the soil is incredibly depleted, and those nutrients you don't get in the food. The broccoli that the World War II generation ate was 10 times more nourishing than the broccoli that we eat today. And this practice of mega farming still continues. So what are you going to do? I mean, you can't fight City Hall. What are you going to do? It's all true. The meat, the steaks, the cattle eat that stuff too, you know. The everything has gone downhill. Why I oughta, I mean, we oughta. Joshua sat in the temple of Genium, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Had a bad case of the spinal meningium, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Huresh Ram, Huresh Ram, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Huresh Ram, Huresh Ram, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Oh, the rich man died and he went up to heavenum, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Dined with the saints at 11:30, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Huresh Ram, Huresh Ram, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Huresh Ram, Huresh Ram, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Oh, the poor man died and he went to Sheolium, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Sat all day on a red hot coleum, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Huresh Ram, Huresh Ram, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Huresh Ram, Huresh Ram, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Oh, he said to the devil, it's getting mighty hotium, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. I would like a strawberry sodium, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. Oh, the devil said, this ain't no hotelium, Hal Halalonium, Huresh Ram. This is just your ordinary helium. Halalodium, hoorash ram. Hoorash ram, hoorash ram. Halalodium, hoorash ram. Hoorash ram, hoorash ram. Halalodium, hoorash ram. One starlit night, Prince Lucifer arose, tired of his dark dominions, swung the fiend above the rolling ball in cloud part scream, where sinners hugged their specter of repose. Poor prey for his hot fit of pride were those. And now, upon his western wing he leans, now his great bulk o'er Afric's sands careens. Now the black planet shadowed Arctic snows, soaring through wider zones that pricked his scars with memory of the old revolt from awe. He reached a middle height, and at the stars, which are the brain of heaven, he paused and sank. About him stood rank upon rank, the army of illimitable law. So there, Satan, like it or lump it. Well, I would, but especially if you get to hang out with Betty Boop there, but funny how the redesign of Betty Boop took away all her appeal. When they moved her mouth up and it was no longer on the bottom line that divides her head from her neck, it just looked lame. I don't know why. So I guess I'm going to make my way homeward.
Step outside and have a smoke.
Gonna take it outside. That's what it says in the new protocols of the elders of Radio Valencia. If you gotta smoke, do it outside.
You gotta do anything, do it outside.
Because there's no, say, spray substance that you can spray which will eliminate the record of your infamy. I'll be right with you.
No outreach. You typically you have your senior leadership, but there was nothing. It was dead air. He said, "Do it the right way. I looked at him very puzzled. What is the right way? Well, what does the right way mean in this context? Can you give me a little bit more? And, nothing.
Thank you. I was actually here, I chased in and ran.